Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. It's Gigi again for Dr.
Yeah.
Coco.
Yeah. Hi, Gigi. Mm-hmm.
I just have one more quick question. I just explained all that to him, and he said, "What about if he waits a week, and he's completely paid off? Then he wouldn't have to. Then it would just get the full amount, and it wouldn't have to pay back the $4,600, right?"
Yeah, whatever is left, if he will pay it off.
He said,
by the time he will finish closing, he can sign the documents and we can wait because it's our loan. It's not like we are paying it to somebody else. We will calculate it on the day of closing. He can sign the loan, send me all the stipulations which I've sent him because there are some documents we would need. We can finish everything and we can tell funding when to fund.
Okay, yeah, because he wants to, I guess,
we can tell them,
about it, but he wants
we
to
can
fund
tell
after
them
it's
to,
completed.
Okay, no problem, but he can still sign it and send to me. I will let them know when to fund. When, first of all, we need to get the approval of funding with all the additional documents I've listed. They have to do this checking of the account, and then after that, it takes another day or so. So I think if we will fund it by the end of next week, that will be okay. It will be paid off.
Okay. All right. I will let him know. Now, I'm looking at it right now. It says June month to date, which I can send you the printout for that. May bank statement, I think that's what I forwarded, and April bank statement I forwarded.
Yeah, May.
Right?
I don't need May bank statement. Months to date. Months
okay,
to date
he just
is
sent
June.
Me, all right. He just sent me a thing on here. It said require closing items, banks, May bank statement, April bank statement, proof of February.
No. Where did he get that?
I don't know. He just sent that to me. I don't know. It said it came. I don't even know where it came from, but
okay,
he just sent it to me.
I don't know where it came from because I just sent him an email. I sent it to his two email accounts. I just sent it, and there was nothing like that. It's
yeah,
a link
kind of
to.
Yeah, he just. That's weird. It's a
it's
link.
It's probably
the
some old. There is a link or not?
Yeah.
Because
I see. Yeah, at the top of it, there's a link. It says PDF animal document that he just sent me on the top of what you just sent him, because I can see it was sent from you to him, and then he forwarded it to me. But
yeah, but then it says. I need June month to date bank account activity, proof of February to May business rent payments. It's for your office.
Yeah, I
and
can print out his checks.
And and first page of business tax return if you already have 2015 because 2014.
I already filed it. Okay.
Okay. So
all
that
right,
and so you need to and you need to go to decisionlogic.com. See that link. I've sent you, and fill out there. That's a third party, and they just do verification of account. That account belongs to this business.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
Okay, I will send him that information.
Okay, and just make sure that he signs both for seller and guarantor, bottom left and right.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.